to John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John and Raheel with Dell.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 10:30 on Monday. You know what that means. Bring in the head coach of the Texas Tech Red Raiders, Cliff Kingsbury, joining us here on ESPN 97.5. Coach, what's up?
Not too much. How are y'all?
Doing great. And by the way, brought to you by Damaris Barbecue, 18th Street and 610. You can watch the Red Raiders right there, or you can get on over to Shepherd, just north of West Alabama, and get your whatever you chop beef on, or your brisket, whatever you're looking for over there at either location. Okay, first, your two guys were going at it last night. You've had, you got Mahomes, you had him versus Case, now you got him against Brady. And 43-40, nonstop hijinks and hilarity. Were you? Both guys win because they played so well. No.
Yeah, I was hoping for a 43-43 tie, but we didn't get there. But yeah, I mean, what a great game. What everybody hoped for, man. You got the young cat who just never blinked and kept slinging it, and then Tom doing his deal, what he does and has done for so many years, and having the ball last and winning the game.
Honestly, are you even a little surprised at the success that Pat's having?
I mean, everybody, obviously it's easy for me to say no, but I watched him every day and knew the ability and talent level, and I just thought once he got in that situation and learned how to prepare, how to be the face of a franchise. He was around a guy like Alex Smith. He has Andy Reid, has all his weapons. Sky was the limit. It's kind of the perfect storm right now for him.
And, it's funny, I believe you. You know why? Because every single story about him, whether it be, talking to his parents, people around him, just when he's talking about his success, this dude was bred for this. Like, he was going to be successful in everything he says, everything he does, the preparation. This was bound to happen, it feels like.
Yeah, no question. I mean, he's been around it his whole life. He always, his deal here was he always wanted the ball in his hand last, and he always wanted the ball when, the lights were brightest and the game was on the line. And so he's taking it all in stride, and he's just going to get better and better.
That's talking to Cliff Kingsbury here on ESPN 97.5. All right. So it's so long ago, Thursday, that people may have forgotten. You guys beat TCU 17-14 in a game that set the Big 12 back 40 years, okay? Two teams playing hellacious defense. What the heck? That wasn't Big 12 football right there, Cliff.
Hey, it happened, Saturday night as well in Ames, Iowa. So I guess it's a cyclical game, and it's starting to come back around. But it was a hard-fought battle. Coach Patterson does a tremendous job defensively, and they have tremendous offensive skill, and we were able to get some turnovers and find a way to get that one, but it was a heck of a football game.
Did you think it was going to be that low scoring?
I knew with some of the stuff we had going on offensively, we would have, we were going to hang 50 on them. I knew that. But I didn't think it would end up 17-14.
No, that's just crazy. So, you got three guys, you still got the young freshman that's been injured. You got Jet Duffy, you got McLean Carter. He got to throw a couple of passes as well. What's that dynamic in the quarterback room?
It's been good. We felt like beginning of the year that we weren't getting a lot of respect in that room, and we had that discussion, and people were talking about grad transfers and bringing in different guys, and I'm very honest with my quarterbacks, and we talked about what we wanted to be, and we wanted to be the best room in the country, and wanted to make sure whoever it was going to play at a high level. And I've been really impressed by the way all three of those guys have worked and tried to be the best player they can be. And we feel like we have three guys that can win games in the Big 12 and have proven that. And that goes a long way in this league to have that type of depth in a room.
And what is the do you have an update on Allen right now?
Still working through it. I don't know, his status. We're hoping to get an answer by the end of the week, and we'll go from there. But like I said, I think the other two guys will be ready to go, and so we'll see who we roll out there.
What's your general feel of the team sitting there 4-2 now, 2-1? Got through obviously some tough football games, and you're right there in the mix.
Yeah, it's the Big 12 is always tough, man. You play everybody. There's no weekends off, and you can see what is going on around the league right now. So we got a long way to go. I like our fight. I like our resiliency, but we got to clean a lot of stuff up to compete in these next few games we have.
And you get a secondary in Kansas that, man, I mean, they balled out against West Virginia, and they're playing tough right now. You get them at home. That game's going to be pretty interesting. I know we're all used to saying it's just Kansas, but, man, they play hard now.
They do. They do, you know. It's a tough league to break in, and I think Coach Beatty's done a nice job there. They play really hard. They're well coached in all three phases, and they're close. They're playing people really tough down to the wire, and so we know it's going to be a challenge this weekend.
Are you surprised at all about the league right now? How about you mentioned Ames? Did you get to watch some of that game? That was just shocking.
Yeah, I did. You know, that guy's done a tremendous job, Coach Campbell, and then his defensive coordinator. They're really got it rolling right now. Those kids are playing hard. They're believing, have a great home field advantage, and so that was impressive to watch.
Yeah, a night game there is not fun, huh?
It's tough. You know, it's a little chilly to start, and then those fans come out and make a lot of noise, and it's definitely an advantage for them.
It's crazy what's going on. Oklahoma State having its struggles. You know, Texas looked great against OU, and then obviously the quarterback issue. Kansas State looks bad, and then they put it on Oklahoma State. You never know any week to week in a Big 12.
It is. You play everybody, so you develop these rivalries with really every team, and there's nobody's afraid of anybody, and you see them all the time. So it's a unique conference.
Got Cliff Kingsbury hanging out with us here on ESPN 97.5. Speaking of that, you know, because it is, you play everybody, and I know right now with the record, you look at it, you go, you're 2-1, and there's still a lot of football left. Do you kind of start bringing this up with the players, or is it still game-by-game basis about, you know, look, there's a chance that we could be in the hunt at the end of the season to win this conference?
Yeah, it's always, you know, get better each day. I mean, that's been our mantra since we got here 6 years ago, and it's still that. You can't look ahead. We just mentioned it. In this league, every team has the ability to beat you, and they've proven that. And so we'll try to get better this Monday and go from there.
And we got Cliff Kingsbury with us here on ESPN 97.5. And how are you health-wise other than Bowman? What's going on?
You know, we were banged up last week. I didn't have a starting left tackle, starting wide out, starting center, and so we'll see. It's going to be late in the week before we figure that out, but we got to get healthy here for this stretch run because, you know, starting this weekend, we're going to face some tough defenses.
Yeah, that's Cliff Kingsbury right here on ESPN 97.5. We'll let you go. We know you got work to do. We appreciate it. Congratulations. That's a big win, getting that win on the road there in a hard-fought defensive battle. Big ups to Gibbs and Zach. Nice job.
No doubt. They've done a heck of a job and have stuck with their guns, and I'm excited for that group to continue to progress.
Yeah, I mean, that was some kind of performance against a good football team, that's for sure. Okay, Cliff, we appreciate it. Thanks for hanging.
Take care.
All right, that's Cliff Kingsbury right here on ESPN 97.5. He's a Brady guy. He put, you know, they were teammates together.
Yeah.
And of course, he had Case as his quarterback. He had Pat Mahomes as his quarterback. He's doing a nice job. Baker Mayfield. Baker didn't play all that well.
Dude, Mahomes yesterday was... I know the first half was rough, and then that final interception before the half, that was like... I guess he must have been watching Deshaun Watson tape, and he's like, you know, Deshaun does this. Let me try this, where I just throw it up in the air.
Nobody
and just figure it out.
That. Nobody says that.
We didn't even talk about the Texans yet, which is surprising.
Why is that surprising?
Oh, my God. So this is it. Like, legit, every game, there's going to be one of these Deshaun YOLOs, right? Where he just goes, I'm just going to chuck it. You only live once, man. Oh, well.
Shut your filthy whore mouth about Deshaun, okay? He's the hero that we all need and love.
Man, that hero is going to that hero is going to save the day because that drive to win it, to tie it up, you know, they could have taken the lead there because first and goal, it's impossible.
No, you can't.
It's impossible.
Nobody scores from the one.
No, but it's, what is it? The hardest yard is the last one.
Is not Bill O'Brien vindicated after watching Kenyon Drake fumble at the one?
Yeah, thank you. That's then he saying. Go, well, look.
See how difficult it is?
See Kenyon Drake? Huh?
Dude,
how distraught Kenyon Drake was after that?
Wouldn't you be also?
You've got
it's the end of the game. You think you've got a big win over a good football team, and that happens, and of course the announcer goes, looks like Drake is in his feelings.
Oh, yeah. Did he? I didn't hear that. That's pretty good.
Yeah. That was not.
And then guess who saved him? Brock Osweiler, because he went up to him, he looked him in the eyes, and said, You got this.
I got this.
No, no, he said, you got this. He said, and he made a big play. He really said that. He said,
I need you to play with the swagger that you had played with, confidence and swagger you had played with, something along those lines all game long. And Drake said, okay. And he made a big run after the catch off of a little little dump off, and he broke.
Brock never dumps it off, but okay.
No, I gave you the stat about the average yardage for his
position. Throwing down the field.
It was like 3.4
John
yards.
John Elway.
Yeah, also motivated him. Brock Osweiler.
Brock, hey, that's leadership, man. Got him back in the game, and he made a play to set
him up. He lifted that towel off of his head and said, hey, look me in the eyes. You got this, man. And guess what? He got it.
That's what happened.
Hey, man, you think you're feeling bad? There was one time I was in Tennessee. I was the backup. The starter got hurt, and I was asked to go in the game. And then I gave the coach some lip, and he almost beat my ass.
Yeah.
Things happen. You just gotta bounce back.
And I started screaming about it like a little biznatch. Hey, he's coming!
Is there proof of that? Was he screaming?
I think that there was some. There was some fear. Okay, by Brock.
Yeah,
that Bill O'Brien was gonna kill
him. Your boss is choking you.
Yeah. Well, and if you did, you know what?
Ah! He was David Dow.
He's not the United guy. That's Brock Osweiler. In Nashville a couple years ago.
Why do you love that so much?
Have you heard it, John? Why wouldn't he love it?
I don't know.
Big win for Miami yesterday. Here's Brock after the game talking about what happened in Houston. Continue our Around the NFL tour. I want to include that in updates.
That's
so
not Brock's post game.
Again, that dude, Mr. Dow, the doctor, because that was his name.
Mr. Dow.
Dow.
He
got paid mad money because we haven't heard anything from him.
No, he
that did. NDA, whoo. That dude was like, you're going to pay me this much? I'll never say a word. That and then the Disney family, the one, the toddler that got eaten by the alligator. Remember that story in 2015?
Oh, yeah.
We haven't heard a single thing from them. You know why?
Paid. Yeah, but
I know. Okay. No. It's not. It doesn't make it better. I'm just
how
saying.
Much? Okay. How much would you take?
I'm not playing this game on air.
Hey, that's an in-break conversation.
Dude, that's an in-break game.
You can't do that on the air. John. People he know are listening. People he knows.
There's no number out there on air.
No, he didn't even give you
on air.
It could be anyone. You're alluding to his daughter. You're alluding to the wife, right?
Yeah, not baby trickster.
No,
you're talking about the wife. Is that an on-air conversation?
Oh, I think that could be
$10. New pair of shoes were good.
Disney.
No,
hey,
I'm joking.
How about some Yeezys?
By the way, I took baby trickster to the pumpkin patch.
What?
To recharge the white batteries.
Was he also white?
Yeah. Ran into some listeners out there. They were awesome. I forgot the dude's name, but his wife's name was Ashley. And we walked in at the same time. And he was giving me that look like, could it be? But I don't want to be racist and be like, are you the brown guy, Raheel? He kept giving me that look. And then his wife comes up to me finally. She goes, are you Raheel from ESPN? I go, yes.
Is this the reason you booked Adam Amin? Because somebody called you that at the pumpkin patch?
No. Called me what?
Adam Amin?
No. They were saying,
I saw you on the Texas broadcast.
No,
yesterday.
They listen every single day. His wife also listens to us, so shout out to them. They love this show. And I'm like,
why?
Thank you. You're the one.
Why do you love
that
this
always
show?
Kills.
That always does.
That or they I'm sorry.
It. No,
can't
you're the one.
Day. Oh, I'm sorry.
I apologize.
Yeah, so shout out to them. I saw them at the pumpkin patch, and he brought his kid out there, so that was fun.
Did your daughter enjoy being around giant pumpkins?
She loves it.
She does?
She loves
it. She's basic.
You're not on Instagram, but I put up
Uggs
pictures.
At the time as well?
No, it was too hot.
Yeah,
we were
right.
Like, hell, it's going to be nice Saturday morning. Dude, it was 95 degrees.
I don't know if you've noticed, but this storm is already gone.
Yeah.
Okay, so golf. So you two putting a damper. I was so disappointed in my whole life. And now, guess what? Golf.
You want wet feet? It's still going to be wet out there.
And? Oh, you can't play with wet feet? No, that's why you're a little biznotch.
You
can't play.
That's the second time he's called one of us a biznotch today.
He's cranking. You know, playing Crocs? Playing Crocs.
What the hell's that about? Why are we both biznotches today?
I don't know.
What do we do?
We're just over here having fun.
Going back and forth.
You're the one who has to go play golf. Don't get mad at us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you playing at the highest elevations?
No. Playing Quail, Quail Valley. Oh,
you got some soggy feet then.
Ooh, nope. Oh, yeah, that's on the swamp.
The water just...
Do you know there's still alligators out there?
Oh, Quail Valley, for sure. Yeah. There's alligators out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you planning to get eaten by one?
No.
Oh, well, then why are
you... Damn it.
That's not fun.
Yeah.
Just talk about being a man.
Hey, if you partied a little too hard this weekend, the Y Factor presented by Man Centers is your place to go. So, of course, they specialize in men's health. And traditionally, we think, all right, well, vasectomies, or if it's time to start a family, you start thinking about that and you got to make sure all the tests work, or you got to get the test to make sure everything's working, or your boy's swimming fast enough. It's the thing. You can do that test. Or if you party a little too hard, it might be burning down there. There's a place for men's health. The Y Factor presented by Man Centers. ManCenters.com is where you book the appointment. I-10 in Campbell, Tomball, Webster, and on Tomball and Webster, by the way, those two locations, they do have Saturday appointments. You can give them a call and find the number at ManCenters.com or book your appointment on there, and they'll call you, and they'll also give you the options for which Saturdays they're open at Tomball and in Webster. So if you need to go get that test done, you know, hey, party a little too hard, that is the place. Time to start a family. That is the place. The Y Factor presented by Man Centers. The end of year deductibles. You've already met them. Stop putting off that procedure. You can do it right now. ManCenters.com, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.